Wait a minute, let me get.
Okay.
And you talk very softly, so when we're at these meetings, speak loud.
Okay, this is a special meeting of the Ambrose Recreation Park District. It's a meeting for the Budget Committee.
Okay. Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Hovland.
Present.
Okay, approval of the agenda.
Madam Chair, I move the agenda as presented.
I second it.
I'm assuming that's unanimous.
Okay, so I will, public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Moving on to items of business. We're going to review, and do I have to read the whole thing? Mm-hmm. Yes. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on the agenda should be fill out and submit a request to speak form in order to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to a specific item being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, and the item is review and discussion of proposed 2017-2018 operating budget.
Okay, there wasn't a whole lot to know. There's a lot we don't know until next year anyway. We may be adjusting it again in October or January again. The property taxes, it may be a lot more than $550,000. I think we're going to get a lot this year. We're already just with the first collection at 400 and some thousand. Yeah, so.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. That's a real good thing. So this will probably be more, but I'll know more at the end of this year when we get the second poll. In fact, I'll get it in the middle of May because they collected the first part of April. And I get the report around the 15th of the next month. So I'm excited to see what it's like. But of course, they may take something else big out that I'm not thinking about. But I think they've taken most of what they're taking. Anyway, so I'm real excited about the property taxes. I think it's going to be good. The pool. The first summer, it's good. It was good. It was better than we thought. We still have to kind of, I would think, look at another couple of years to see how it's really going to to prove for us. But this year, I pretty much used the same budget as last year. I did raise the PG&E and the water and the chemicals, because the chemicals, we had no idea how much they'd be.
Mm-hmm.
And they were about 8,000 this year. So I budgeted 8,500. And then staff, I add a little just to cover my bases.
We need expenses.
It's on. Whoa.
Which one you
have? And the expenses. I'm sorry.
Cool.
I was looking at the. That's right. Anyways, the pool, as far as the income, yeah, we still don't know. I did add a snack bar because she did have snack bar at the very end of last year. So I just guesstimated that, how much it would cost. And I didn't put a lot in the income. Just not knowing how that's going to go. But now she has a refrigerator and this stuff in the pool off, so I think that'll do well. Are we still paying Pittsburgh for the rec guide? Are we supposed to pay part of it this year? Okay. I put 2,000 for that because we have to give them 2,000.
I have to tell you, that's the best money spent in the universe.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that, yeah.
Major bargain.
That is the best.
Yeah, they gave us more pay.
We can't thank them enough, no matter what we do. I mean, that is.
That's for the mailing part of it.
Yeah.
We got more pages for the same price.
Yeah.
They have everything we have in there, which is great.
Oh, they've done a great job.
And it's like Lori said, it's on our website. You can go and
flip it, just like you.
So
you do
that's
it.
Really cool. Anyways, the pool's just going to be iffy for another year, just to see what we do this year. Under the expenses, there was more for senior accountant. In January, last summer, you approved a promotion for the senior accountant. And then I received a raise in January after 10 years of no raises at all. So I
oops.
Hopefully it was fair. It was 3%.
It was more than fair. And if the average worker in this town got that kind of a raise after 10 years, they would still be wanting to know where the rest of it is.
And this has come up because we've heard in other meetings people concerned and just said that money's being pilfered over to employees for raises in a long time. So the board needs to be prepared to hear that.
Well, it's the ignorance of people who want to make something out of nothing when we have a staff that, government employees must be paid. And if you haven't been given a raise since, Jimmy Carter was president, for heaven's sakes, that's the district being disrespectful to its government employees. And so the board has to step up. And I don't think the raises that were given, they were all documented as to why they were based on levels or ranges, whatever we call them.
That's right.
You know,
the policy.
And so it wasn't like we just said, you're a heck of a nice guy and we're going to give you, a big whopping whatever, okay? We're not the EPA director.
No, and these are based on the policy that was established
and
by the board
exactly,
a long time ago.
I think that we need to have, all of us need to sound the same and say, it is...
It's the policy
for us to give them what we gave them.
Yeah.
No more, no less.
Right.
That's what we need to stick to.
They have steps, and it's a 1-4 step, 3% increments, and they're based on merit. They're based on a successful performance review, and it's to be done annually in January. It says it in the policy manual. It hasn't been done for years. I've been trying to get that back into place. The employees have been here for 28 years should be at their highest step. I mean, it's silly.
And we need to, all of us need to be able to say that. When when it's brought up and when they come back and say, well, the manager got, 10% raise and the pool is, whatever. So we need to say,
this regardless,
we have to pay our employees and there is a policy standard that we use. We need to stick to that all the time. And we need to,
That's right.
And there's a point where we will each get to the top step and we won't go anymore.
And then we'll have to come back to the board for a COLA. So it's above and beyond and then everything is adjusted. We haven't done that in years.
And then we change the
You can imagine what inflation does is it just eats up salaries. And and people, I understand they're kind of testy right now about salaries. And this is what happens in some communities where they look at the budget and see that a significant portion of the budget is to salaries. That's what we do. We're in the people business and we have people to run the organization. And they get a little persnickety about spending money on staff where all the money should be put into playgrounds. And, the question is, chicken and the egg. If you don't have staff, you're going to have playgrounds. It's just not going to work that way. So there's going to be some sensitivity to that. I think it's a small fraction of the community that's really squawking about it. But nevertheless, it's been going to be a point of contention, as it is in almost every municipality I've worked at. There's always a contention that the government employees are soaking up all the money that the citizens could be using. But you do have to pay for the operation of your business.
Yep.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yep. So congratulations on your little 3% raise, okay, after 10 years.
Thank you, Holly. And Debbie got a raise. That's why hers is a little bit more, too. We did, I think we addressed this last time, but Debbie and I, our jobs over the last 10 years have gotten, we have more added to us and more added to us, and we're having a hard time keeping up with everything. So we have the money this year to get a part-time office assistant. In fact, she's starting on Monday. Thank you, God.
Now we know it's a she, because yeah, she is starting on Monday.
She's starting on Monday. She'll be working, that position is right now is from May through August. Mm-hmm. That's Debbie's busiest time, especially with the pool. My sure. busiest time with the pool and the money that comes in was mm-hmm. crazy last summer. But she'll be able to, she's going to be working 20 to 25 hours a week. It's going to be flexible hours.
Good.
And so that will be good. And next year, sorry, but I will be leaving. I'm planning to retire at the end of June next year. And so what we're hoping is this.
You said September,
person,
right?
Sorry. This person will, hopefully she'll be able to come
morph
back.
Into it.
And so, because right. what we put
part
in this
succession.
Budget.
Right.
Yeah.
Which
we
is
put,
the best way to do it.
Sure.
Because we put in this budget for that person to work. She's going to be July and August in next year's budget, and then we're going to have her start in March and work part-time through June till I'm done, and then she'll take over.
Oh, so she'll be really good. Okay, all right.
That's the idea behind this.
And then I will still work part-time probably for a couple months till we get through the audit that year, and then I told Doug I will. You can leave me on the books. I'll be available anytime she needs help or, you know, something like that.
You're not moving to Washington.
No.
In my only no. question is, so I imagine that all these conversations taking place with this person, and this person is willing and able to come back. It will be this person that you're hiring starting Monday, right?
Yes.
That's right.
And this person is eager to come back?
Yes. We had this conversation explained.
With her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had a few interviews, told all of them it was a succession program, and that's what we were looking for. And we knew we understand that there's a big break, obviously, from the time they'll work for this part-time.
Right, August to next
coming into that,
March.
And she was fine with it, and understanding that this is what we're looking for, someone to fill the senior accountant position when that becomes vacant. So,
yeah, she cool. and she has experience. She's worked for City of Pittsburgh and the water department. Yeah. And
good.
All right,
she
okay. That was my next question.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
So
yeah.
she cool. can, you know, do the window for Debbie.
So this is misspelled. It should say September, right?
Sorry. Did I put it in there? Okay.
You said
no,
June, but you mean September. I'm sure
Stop
that's
it.
What you mean.
Okay. No.
Well, no, I was thinking after the pool, after the pool closed for the year.
Well, no, you person will be nice and trained.
You've done a great job.
I'll be here part-time, however, whatever they need in the summer then. But,
cool.
Anyways, other than that, but that will be the new fiscal year anyway, July and August, so. We can decide next year how that's
somewhere
going to
in
look.
Here I read that Alfredo is also could retire. Isn't that what I read somewhere?
No, he just got a retirement.
Oh, no.
We just had to pay into the retirement.
Because
so he's not wanting to retire.
No.
Okay,
no.
I was
there's
saying.
An expense.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, is he retiring too?
No. The retirement here. He's eligible. He's been here for a year full time. So
okay.
he's.
Okay.
That was
I'm
in
like,
July.
No. See, it says the rest of the change. Okay.
It's, Raul was in October.
It's
we
a nominal.
Started
now,
pay. It's $50 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Employees.
Okay.
Okay, so can I ask a question?
Yes.
So we know PG&E is going to like cause us all to have a stroke over the rate increase.
Yes.
The publicity is the book.
Uh-huh.
Because last year we spent more than the 2,000 because we did other things. I presume.
Yeah, she did some kind of effort to maybe the flyers for the grand
okay.
opening
okay.
and stuff.
All right. So that's
what to do, but
cool.
I don't know. We may have to raise that, but we'll see what Lori has in mind.
Cool.
For that. Let's see. Yeah. Professional services, $6,000 of that is not on. Oh no, how much should we pay the auditor? I forget. Was he, he was about that, huh?
Right around that, yeah.
Yeah. About $6,000. The auditor is a lot of that. And then the rest is basically our IT guy who. We have a lot of IT issues, which he doesn't do just the computers. He does the alarm system. He does the cameras. He does a lot of stuff. But he's usually other. And we didn't need him as much this year, which was good. But we can never tell year to year. I did lower it a little bit. We'll see. And also the attorney fees. I can always hope that we'll be as less as we were this year, but for next year. The government fees and charges, for some reason, the county added more property taxes on ours for some reason. And I didn't understand it. It was like a couple thousand, and I don't, yeah. So.
What do we have that's increased in that kind of value?
Oh, we have, maybe it was a pool.
Oh, my, okay, yeah.
Which is sad, okay. But
yeah.
Anyways. The election, I put that in. We will have an election this year, so I had to add that in. The maintenance worker wages. Alfredo is full-time, and he's in the worker two position, which he's a supervisor, basically, of Raul. And actually, Phil works part-time during the winter for us as maintenance, too. And he does the pool maintenance in the summer. He's a pool guy. But we have two full-time people now, so it's good. They both work really hard, and they're well worth the money, because I can't tell you how many garbage cans they have, but they go through liners and stuff like crazy.
Well, but you notice that every board meeting, we almost all five of us, talk about how the maintenance on the grounds is so much better today than it was 5 or 10 years ago.
Because
these guys really care.
Make comments on how nice the park looked, and it was clean, it was this, and there were lots of garbage cans, and there was.
They're doing a great job. They're certainly worth their money.
Yeah. I did add an account. I didn't talk to you about this, but it was just $1,000 I put for the community garden.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yes,
in case
you.
They have anything they need help with. We've been lucky with donations and volunteers right now that they're
just,
making
just in case fund, right? Mm-hmm.
Point where she needs something.
Where did you put that?
Under community center.
Under maintenance expenses.
Here it is, right here.
There you go, community garden. It's just a
okay, I see
minimal
it.
For yeah, now, yeah. But mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else changes was not big changes, so I didn't list everything. The neighborhood parks, we've had issues this year, which I'm sure we'll have next year, with the sprinkler systems. The irrigation system is sold in all those parks, and as soon as something breaks, the water goes sky high because they're city water, except for Limbrook. So they're real hard to budget for, actually, because it's so bad. And then this year we had tree issues, that we had to have trees that fell down, had to have them removed, and had to have them taken out and chopped up and gone. But it's because of last winter, every time there's a wind now, something falls. We just had the one at Ambrose Park, and that was $4,400.
Wow.
It was a huge tree, I have to say. It was like double trunked, big, huge thing that it was huge.
Is that the one by the basketball tennis thing?
Yeah, and he gave us a deal. We have reasonable trees, and he's a local, and so it was nice. As I explained, the pool, we never know exactly, we won't know exactly how that's going to go for a while. Lori has ordered the fencing for on top of the fence, the stuff that people can't climb in. Apparently we had someone in there last weekend. And at the same time, she's said she was going to ask them how much for the fence that got hit by the tree, how much it would cost to redo that. So she's trying to get those tied in together. And other than that, as last year, we will be making, probably, we may be making changes in October, and we don't know. We, at that point, we'll know if we have Keller and Kaiser and MCH grants and that kind of thing. And we'll also know what the pool did again.
So for in our next meeting, a couple of weeks from now, is when we're going to bring it to the board. And do you want me to, what do you want me to say? Just that we met and that we had some questions, but everything was good. And we want to move ahead and approve it.
Well, at the
June meeting, you can't approve it till the one after.
Okay.
So we got two meetings. We have the preliminary budget, then we have the final.
Okay.
And the preliminary will give the full board a bite at the apple. So you get the first bite at the apple, they get the second. And
okay.
Then we
and
it
so Trina will handle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the next meeting after that, it will be under. What did I just say?
Public.
Public. Yeah. Public.
Public hearing.
Public hearing. Ta-da! Thank you. And that's when you will actually vote to approve.
Okay. Because right. I always forget, and then I'm looking like, huh? What am I? What's
yeah.
So that.
Well, I think.
We have another healthy carryover, it looks, we're projecting too, which is.
And it depends on the property taxes, it might be very nice.
But the projection is.
But the projection.
90,000 in range again, so.
Now, do we think that the property tax is recovery of the foreclosed homes being sold at New Market?
I think so.
It's a
because
strong
there
market.
Were a lot of
so
them that were foreclosed here.
Right. And then we took a huge hit in the decrease of our property tax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it was like getting hit with a ball bat in the nose. And so that mm-hmm. it's turned around could only be that the foreclosures are selling into new yeah. development.
Yeah.
Because if they're new, then they're off Prop 13 and we
right.
get
That's
the
true.
Current value.
The last year and the year before, or before that, I know there were people were buying them, but cheaply.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But I'm thinking now they're going to be paying more for
oh,
these
a lot.
Houses because
they're a lot
everything's
more.
Going up here.
That's
and people
right.
use it's... this. They buy their house here, but they work over there.
Their houses on
community, they just go somewhere else mm-hmm. to do it.
Houses on Evora have been over 3.75 million. If you'd have told me that 2 years ago, I'd have told you were high. So you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah, but people have to understand this is still a boom or bust economy in California.
Of course,
so
always
we're
is.
In a boom now, mm-hmm. we can.
Bus next week, right? And
the thing about it is, we rely predominantly on property tax
yeah.
for our coffers.
Right.
If we decide, hey, life is good, and empty our coffers, and the next
year, right, you
two
can't.
Or 3 years down, that you're going, wish we'd have set
right.
aside.
Right. Yeah.
That's why there are going to be demands for you know capital expenses and you know.
Well, and there needs to be
just,
some.
The board has to be
but
careful.
You got
to
be,
yes,
you gotta,
you know,
responsible.
Be, yes, exactly.
And when all the houses are sold in town. And that 5 becomes a 6 or 7, then maybe you can do something a little different. But you
yeah.
know, when you know that it's still in the 5s, and that's more than half your budget, you have to be
because we
stingy.
Also they're not building any more houses out here, so there's nowhere
yeah.
to build them. So
right, the
we're
only
stuck
hope we
with
have
whatever houses we have.
Yeah, the only
have
thing
it.
We're going to get next will be the influx of the apartments that when they build them at.
Yeah.
Affinito,
mm-hmm.
and in that we should get park dedication fees as well. So so that will be something that we'll have an opportunity to spend some money seriously on Lynbrook, because there will be a pocket of money from that area.
But the problem is that it's county money, and they no longer have to have a nexus requirement, so they can spend that money anywhere they want in the county. So we have to make sure that our board is lobbying the right people to ensure that money stays within the district. There's no
yeah.
reason that it shouldn't, but they do have discretion to do that.
Again,
we need a commitment.
I wasn't clear. I thought we were back in the old, dedicated in the. So when did that change?
Terry is the one that informed me that the nexus was lifted. I had no idea.
Doggone. Well, that's
so
not a good
thing. I found that about a year ago, a year or two ago.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
So we do have to watch that because that could, as I said, that, you know, and especially given that it backs up to the Lynbrook property, you know, that piece of land is on there.
Yeah, so if they do keep it within the district, we, of course, can spend it any way we want. We wouldn't have to spend it all in Lynbrook, but most
but
likely...
that would be a great place to help because of the increase.
Certainly, and there's been a push by the community to do something in Lynbrook, too. So,
right.
Yeah, yeah. It's certainly possible.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Madam Chair, I make a motion we adjourn.
Okay. Done. All right. I was